Once upon a time, if you had something in your house from Iowa, it was likely a refrigerator or a washing machine, perhaps a dryer. Two of the largest appliance companies, Maytag and Amana, sprang up from little Iowa towns. But the appliance industry has declined, and now those communities are scrambling to capitalize on Iowa's alternative energy business. Frank Morris from member station KCUR picks up the story.
Driving into Amana, Iowa is a little surreal. To the left, smokestacks dart up from an enormous, sprawling blue factory. On the right, it's almost like the Industrial Revolution never happened. The village is a tidy cluster of simple 150-year-old buildings. But village and factory are closely related.
It started as a community project. That's how it started.
George Mittelbach signed on at the Amana Corporation at 10 cents an hour in the height of the Great Depression. Something approaching a quarter of all American appliances came out of rural Iowa back then. Historian Lenny Haldy says isolation sparked innovation.
Everybody was their own home mechanic. Everybody knew the basic principles. So making a better washing machine or making a better refrigerator just came natural.
We call this the milkstool dolly.
70 miles west of Amana in Newton, Iowa, Leland Smith shows off a 100-year-old Maytag washing machine, the first in a proud line that would make Newton the washing machine center of the world.
So you'd put your clothes in there and close the lid down. And then you'd run this arm back and forth, turning the dolly, and that washed your clothes, hopefully.
Maytag later developed a bottom gyrator agitator that really did work. In fact, it revolutionized the industry. Smith left the farm to work 40 years at Maytag, as the company and the town that grew up around it thrived. But foreign competition cut deep. Whirlpool bought Maytag and then last year closed the Newton plant. They're wrecking part of the old plant now, but it's still hard to ignore Maytag's legacy in Newton. On a weekday morning, the Midtown Cafe, in what was once the elegant Maytag Hotel, is full of disillusioned people.
Stability with any company is not there. At any time, it can be gone.
Jana Turney and her husband were laid off after 18 years at Maytag. They're working again, but at roughly half their old pay.
Wages at other companies in Des Moines and around Iowa here are so low. It's almost a slap in the face.
Yeah, that kind of trade-off is emblematic of much of what's happened in the Midwest over the last 25 years, and especially over the last 10 years.
David Swenson at Iowa State University says the state's shed 1 in 5 factory jobs just in the last decade. Says the credit crunch makes matters worse, but he does see a bright spot for manufacturing here.
We're getting a boom of wind generation here in the northwestern part of the state primarily. It's windy. It's attracted some manufacturing jobs.
A man holding a small grinder is toiling meticulously over a wind turbine blade that's half the length of a football field. A company called TPI began producing blades here this summer. They've hired 300 workers and are looking for more. It's a refuge for old Maytaggers like Rick Miller, who watched the appliance industry collapse.
So when I left there, I thought, there's no way we're ever going back into manufacturing. And like I say, here we go with a brand new type of manufacturing that we really can compete with.
But wind energy is expensive to develop, and the credit collapse destroyed funding for new projects. Long term, though, most economists expect the Midwest to gain as Americans find ways to use energy they used to waste. 70 miles back to the east near Amana, cow manure, an enormous vat of it, gives off methane that fires a plant producing almost a fifth of the electricity for the community, including the big factory still operating here.
Just keep them cows a-pooping. That's what
right.
You need. Feed them plenty.
That's George Mittelbach again. And this generating plant isn't the only part of the Amana community that seems sustainable to him. Amana never was as reliant on appliances as Newton. Amana enjoys a healthy tourist trade and abundant farms. That's good because this fall the old Amana plant, now owned by Whirlpool, laid off 440 workers, a fifth of the workforce. Iowans hope a few of those people will find jobs in the budding alternative energy industry here, and that green manufacturing and biofuel jobs may help a new generation of Iowans maintain the standard of living their ancestors earned building appliances. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.